بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم productive Muslim everywhere and welcome to another interview with our productivity instructor Bharathrain Nguyen. Bharathrain is the founder of Hardcore Success and is one of our instructors in the productive Ramadan course for the module on productive thinking. Bharathrain, السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah. Welcome to this interview.
Thank you.
Can you tell us more about yourself, what you do?
Yes, I focus on, I work with Muslims, especially entrepreneurs, Muslim entrepreneurs, and on personal leadership and mindset, strategic behavior change. So focusing on personal leadership in terms of what they want to get clear on, right? Because their vision, mission, getting clear on that, and also getting clear on who they are and what their strengths are, so that they can lead themselves to lead others as well. So that's mainly what I do.
Awesome. And can you tell us more about the sort of challenges people face during Ramadan? What sort of challenges in terms of their mindset and thinking do people face during Ramadan?
The mindset mainly will be the way they view Ramadan and how they view Ramadan and how they fit that into their whole life and make it transformational for them. Because Ramadan is, you know, for transformation, for change, for renewal, you know, other than the fact that it's for us to gain awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also awareness of ourselves. So I think the main challenge would be the thinkings and a lot of negative thoughts and getting around that. That's the main challenge that I see.
And can you sort of describe some of these negative thoughts? What sort of negative thoughts people have during Ramadan?
So the main challenge would be about getting through the day, right? It's mainly the self-talk and I can't do this, it's too hard. If you do learn about strategies to overcome your productivity challenges, then it's about, you know, it doesn't work, it's not for me. So it's they're putting the, you know, I mean, I come from my personal experience first, you know, first and foremost. So I used to be putting the responsibility outside of myself instead of viewing it as, okay, what can I do, what can I learn, how can I, you know, think differently to change so that it's going to work for me.
But
does that make sense?
Would you consider, yeah, it makes definitely a lot of sense, but the question is, wouldn't you consider that some of these thoughts are genuine? They're saying, dude, I just cannot work during Ramadan, I'm dead tired, or like, I just don't feel like going for Taraweeh tonight or waking up for Suhoor. I just cannot, 30 days of this is torture. I cannot keep up. So how do you overcome it? How do you answer that? Do you believe it's genuine?
Yes, some of them are genuine because, you know, usually we do have people from different part of the world working from different, you know, different fields. They do have some genuine challenges, but where I'm coming from is looking at, okay, if this is your challenge, then how do you, you know, what can you do? How can you take responsibility so that you can get the best out of whatever challenges? Because, you know, whatever challenges that we face, that we have, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala putting us through that, you know, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't, you know, put us through anything that we can't handle. So coming from that perspective and that trust of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so how can we make this work? Mm-hmm. So I share one of the very practical model to use in the module. So let me think. I just lost my train of thought.
No problem. Let's tell us a bit more about the sort of module is you'll be teaching. So people, you'll be teaching people how to overcome their mindsets that are maybe giving them negative thoughts and help them kind of have a more productive mindset. Can you just describe the overview of that module?
So the overview of the module is mainly working with your emotion. So understanding that emotion comes from your thoughts, because your emotion, you know, from the framework of, you know, everything starts with thinking. And then your thinking, when you focus on, affects your feeling and how you feel, your emotional state. And that emotional state affects your behavior. So the main thing we focus on usually is, because we're not aware, we just focus on the behavior or the results, you know, the end result. But we never really go back to think about the thinking. So once you change the thinking, everything changes. So inshallah, that's the main focus that I use. And So the three main thing I think from the module will be that they will be the most beneficial for a lot of people is, one is understanding how to change our emotional state. You know, especially during Ramadan, we're drained, there's no energy, right? So how do you, there are two, three specific, models that I share on how to change our emotional state.
Mm-hmm.
And another, that's the main thing, right? The second one from the module, the second most important principle is the goal setting framework. So how do you view Ramadan in terms of how do you divide it so that you can most benefit from goal setting and following through and really achieving your goal that you set for Ramadan? So that's the second thing. And then the third one is the mind shifts that you need to make. Okay. So this the self-talk that we talk, because we usually talk to ourselves and we usually, you know, disempowered by the way we talk to ourselves and the way we view things. So what are the important mind shifts that you can make so that you can really energize yourself even if you don't have the physical energy, because you have the spiritual energy and the mental and the emotional energy to draw so that you can really power through the 30 days, inshallah.
Oh, awesome. I mean, those challenges are great, and the way you've structured the models to help people really walk them through developing this productive thinking mindset. One challenge that people might come up with is say, well, okay, this is great for myself, but how do I spread this productive thinking mindset to many people? I mean, the mission and vision of our Productive Muslim and our Productive Ramadan course is to inspire Muslims to become productive during Ramadan and after Ramadan, of course. But sometimes when you, especially you go in the Muslim world or when you go among Muslim community, Ramadan is used as an excuse to be lazy. It's an excuse to be productive. People think, oh, it's Ramadan, relax.
Yeah.
I was telling one of the other interviewers that, you know, it's really sad that even among non-Muslim circles, they sort of joke about it and they say, oh yeah, Ramadan, the Muslim world is dead. You know, just to forget dealing with the Muslim world in Ramadan. And that's really sad, because it's really annoying. So how do you spread that productive thinking mindset, you know, across, I mean, really my vision, my hope that I, inshallah, with your help and the help of people around us, really developed just to change completely on a cultural level, on almost on a global level, cultural level, and just to change this notion that Ramadan equals unproductivity. Any thoughts? I'm sorry, I'm just throwing this random, difficult question.
That's okay. Yeah, I think that's one of the concerns that I have. Concern is in, you know, what I think, you know, as an Ummah, we should be totally shifting the way we view Ramadan. That's also one of the things that I focus on is, you know, one of the mind shift that we need to make as Muslim is how to view Ramadan and not view it as, you know, just, you know, one Ramadan as very partial and disjointed. It's just one thing that you do culturally and traditionally. But I think the main thing to change that will be, first of all, I really want to thank you, may Allah reward you for your vision. I think it's a great vision, and it really inspired me as well. That's why, you know, I decided to come on board as well. So having said that, you know, there's a principle that I share called learn to lead, right? First of all, we need to learn. So it's good that, you know, you want to sign up for this course and really learn how to lead yourself through Ramadan so that you can be the most productive ever. So be an example, be an inspiration for your family. I think that will be the most, because, you know, people are not aware. And the only way to get them to become aware is, you know, we can, you know, judge and then, you know, lecture them, but that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't been working, you know, I mean, at least from my experience. So I think the best way is to be the change that you want to see. So if you're listening to this call, I mean, you're doing something that most people are not doing, which is, you know, looking for information and learning so that you can change yourself to raise your awareness, to really learn how to change your productivity, the way you lead your community, your family. So be an inspiration for other people and let them see that you're the most productive Muslim, and so that they can start a conversation, right? So what are you learning? What are you doing that makes you different?
That's great. That's awesome.
That would be, I think, the way I view it, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And definitely, It's amazing how this having this conversation makes a huge difference. If people start challenging this notion, and they, actually, you know what, maybe you can be put in Ramadan, or maybe you know what, maybe you shouldn't be lazy in Ramadan, it can just change. It can have a ripple effect, inshallah ta'ala. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from us and helps us to continue on this vision, to help inspire them to become productive. But Thurain, whether people sign up with us or not, regardless, where can they find you?
They can find me on hardcoresuccess.com, or they can go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/hardcoresuccess. That is HEARTCORESUCCESS.
Awesome, inshallah ta'ala. Definitely recommend you. And we just finished right now, very recently, the Productive Thinking course, which was led by Brother Thurain, and it had some great reviews. And inshallah ta'ala, we're looking forward to relaunch this class in a future date with you again, inshallah ta'ala. Brother Thurain, jazakallah khair for your time. And inshallah, you have a blessed, productive Ramadan. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you, brother.